Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Psalm 119, 1 through 16 says this: Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. Listen, folks. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that came from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. As I read this passage today, I find various passages in the Psalms that sometimes have a great deal of wisdom and need to be listened to and followed. One passage I usually have those who wish to memorize scripture is found in this passage, Psalms 119:11. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Why do I start with this verse? It is the foundation of living for Christ in a troubled world. Along with these verses is another verse just prior that I want to encourage people to note and to hear today. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. Our psalmist, possibly a young person, sits in life's classroom and asks, how can I live? How can I be a servant of God my whole life long? That is a question all of us should consider today. With the world pushing in on all sides of life, telling us to accept lifestyles that God's word say are not acceptable, to do things that God's word says we shouldn't be doing, we need to seek for guidance in the word and strive to live it out. So how do we live as a servant our whole life long? Well, the answer is found here: to know and love God's wisdom. This covers the breadth, length, height, and depth of our walk with God. It takes no less than all the verses of Psalm 119 to describe it. It takes no less than every effort we can give to make it a reality in our own lives. A halfway commitment to serve him is not enough. We must go all the way, or why are we even trying? As we read this psalm, it's not just praising God's word. It praises the God who imparts these words. By learning Scripture's words of wisdom, we also learn about the source of that wisdom. The answer includes not just what God wants us to do, but also who God wants us to be. Listen closely. The words of God's law, God's guidelines for us to live by, are to be the air we breathe and the expression on the tip of our tongues. God's wisdom is the source of all we need to shape our lives. Did you hear that? His wisdom is all we need to shape our lives. That's why the teaching of God is a delight. It is in our hearts as we find hope and peace. I need hope and I need peace. So I would bet all of us do. Our lifelong walk with God engages not only our heads, but also our hearts and our feet. It's a journey that Jesus promises will not only answer the psalmist's questions, but will also show us what really matters: how to love, whom to trust, how to live, and how to die. Didn't Jesus say this to us? I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Word who comes to live among us, and we must follow him. Think about this for just a few moments this morning as you listen to this and see what the Lord might have to say to each of us, because I'm going to bet there'll be a challenge in there for us to consider how we're going to serve him our whole life long. Prayer list for today. Remember Christine Emile. She has some tests coming up. There's a possibility of another spot on one of her lungs. Linda Dobbins as she recovers from her procedure on her back. Scott Rooney as he waits for his surgery on his shoulder. Paul Tremaine. Julie Cassandri, her mom in Kenya has multiple concerns and issues, so we want to just lift her mom up in prayer. You know, there's been a lot of shootings in the news again recently. We just need to ask the Lord to be with people right now. And vacations, the fireworks tent, which starts this coming weekend, and we just want to make sure that God blesses us, that we have the funds to do our children and youth ministries. Remember the church, our nation, and our families. Spend a few moments in prayer, and then have a great day, and God bless.